Hi, good afternoon. I'm Sylvester Lane, the long name. I've always played golf at Melville Glades for, 50 years next year. I started because a couple of my mates were playing and they were members of Royal Fremantle, but I joined Melville Glades because they were moving over there, and Tony, do you know, it was a pro there for a while, Tony, yeah, getting too old. Anyway,
he was the pro at
Melville Glades. And he was a pro at Royal Fremantle too, I think. But when I first played, I just played on the Saturday, and we used to close the shop at 12:30 and race over to Melville Glades, get there 5 to 1 and hit off at 1 o'clock.
No warm up.
No warm up.
So you you had some, as you said, some of your mates from were playing at Royal Fremantle, and they were in the group that came across.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
So did you go to the meeting down at Applecross at all? Do you remember or not?
No, not the one they had at Raffles. No, I didn't go there. I just joined just on their say so.
Oh, good on you. Had you played much golf before that?
Oh, I played occasionally, not a great deal. Played at Point Walder.
Yeah.
With my brother, that's all. Never played seriously until I went to Melville Glades.
Okay, so you were there, in, as you said, in the 67, you joined.
67, I joined.
And for a couple of years you paid your fees and there wasn't, the ground was being developed.
The ground was being developed. The course was prepared, but the bush was very prolific, and the first day we played, it reported that one of the guys who played 18 holes and lost 24 balls.
Goodness.
Lost a ball on every hole and more.
So that was in the May 69.
It was the first year, 69. Yeah.
Goodness, mate.
So that was an expensive day for him.
Oh, clearly, and it was so the bush was very, it was just
very prolific. It hadn't been cleaned up very well.
Okay.
It was very poor. The council was supposed to clean it up, but they didn't. They left it to us.
Okay. So do you have memories yourself of going along and clearing up the...
Unfortunately, I never went to any clearing up time because I had a 7-day pharmacy, and the time was very limited because I had 4 kids and my father lived with us, so we were pretty well tied up, you know, as far as that goes. I was lucky to be able to play golf. The kids had a function on the weekends. The golf was torpedoed.
Not very often.
Not very often, more.
Not what I said, yeah. So over the years, you've obviously seen a lot of changes.
Oh, a lot of changes, yes. Yeah, they changed the configuration and the holes and different places and that. So,
yeah.
But it's all made it all more interesting, I think, you know. I never worried, just as long as I got my exercise and it was healthy in the fresh air.
And was there any specifically different social things that took place in those early years at all?
Well, they had a dinner dance about every 6 or 8 weeks, didn't they?
Yep, very good too. Nice music.
Very good. Yeah.
It was very nice, very well, very, very popular. To start with, and we had a few mates who used to go out there and play up a bit.
Yeah.
But I never got onto any committees because I was too busy, you know. And that.
With work.
But I got 2 holes in one officially recognised, and one which was not in a competition, so it wasn't recognised. But that's the most outstanding golf I've ever played.
A couple of hole in ones. That's pretty good, though. And what did you get your handicap down to?
Oh, down about 17.
Mm. Yeah. And generally you only got to play once a week, is it?
Once a week.
So did you go into any of the club champs or anything like that?
No, I didn't enter any club championships because it was a bit tying. I had to play on Sunday and it would have tied me down a bit too much. Just spend most of the time with the family.
And did you go into pennants or...?
Only when I retired. I played senior pennants.
Mm-hmm.
And for Melville Glades seniors, and we won a pennant one year.
All right.
So that was quite good.
So you've probably met a lot of characters there at the club. Are there any small little anecdotes or anything you'd like to share or you remember in relation to anyone or yourself?
Oh, I can't really remember. Might have thrown a club occasionally.
Spat the dummy.
Yeah.
I remember one guy one day lost his ball, so he got his matches out and lit a black boy.
You trying to find it or just in
front of the ball?
Well.
No, you heard that one before.
No. So 50 years of golf, it must be some strong, good memories for you to being involved in a club that long.
Oh, yeah, it was quite good. I got a lot out of it, a lot of company. A lot of exercise. We've got some of nature's tonic.
Yeah.
Sunshine and fresh air.
Well, I guess you would have walked that course a few thousand times, no doubt.
It still looks pretty hard to me.
Do you still walk? Have you got a cart now?
Well, I've walked right up until now, but I share a cart now.
Yeah.
One of the other boys.
So, and how old were you when you joined?
No, I was older than that.
What year, sir?
In 67.
67.
44?
No. Huh? Oh, no.
You're
about
32,
wasn't
it?
64. What's... No. I was born in 1928.
39
would be the youngest. 36.
39. You're 28.
36,
or
right? Yeah, 28. Yeah. No, you're born in 1928, so you're about... Yeah. No. 30, if you're born in 1928
to
67,
37, 39, right? 39.
I said 39 in the first place.
Yeah, because I'm glad we've all established
that.
My wife would know. She always knows.
Yeah, 39.
My wife had the children.
Yeah.
39, yeah.
And where was your pharmacy?
I was a bit late. I had Brentwood Pharmacy for 31 years.
Okay. Is that Crawford Avenue?
Yeah, Cranford Avenue.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, right.
He opened it.
Oh, well done.
I opened three shops in the shopping centre when I opened.
57.
We've opened up the pharmacy, you've opened up the golf club.
Yeah. That's right.
So well done. Well done. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us at all?
Just that I had one hole in one, which is official, and they mounted the ball on the stand for me, which was very nice.
We had a dinner.
And your name would be on the plaque, no doubt?
Name was on the plaque,
on the board.
They had
on
a special dinner for hole in ones.
Yeah, they had a dinner.
At the
end of the year.
And we went along to that. It was lovely.
Oh, beautiful. Mm. All right then. Well,
I can't think of anything else.
Our niece got married over at the golf club.
What's that?
Our niece, Susan, got married over at the golf club.
She had
a wedding over there. Well, then.
Our niece got married at the golf club.
Mm. Oh, lovely.
Mm.
Okay then.
So that was very good. Very exciting.
All right, well, look, thanks very much for sharing your memories and your commitment to the club, and it's indeed an honour for me to be here and talk to you about it.
That's quite all right, Dale. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.